All right, fantastic. Welcome back. So, in the first part of this call, this session, we talked about how important it is to do a bit of research, understand where your book fits within the context of this ocean of millions of other self-help books out there. Some of them are good, some of them are terrible. And make sure that your book is noticeable, so people actually see it, and make sure that it actually solves a problem. Make sure that it's something that you're going to enjoy writing, and something that's going to sell, so that you can help people and get paid for your wonderful work. So we're just tipping the scales in your favor. We're trying to make everything as easy as possible for you, so that you get the biggest results with the least amount of effort and help the most people and get the most money. So this work, it takes a bit of time. It's not necessarily the fun stuff, which is the writing. I mean, at least I find writing is the funnest part of the whole thing. But this is very, very important. Otherwise, we end up writing stuff that no one cares about, no one sees, and it's just a complete waste of time. So we want to make sure we do all these things so that we get the biggest result possible and save ourselves a lot of hassle. So hopefully you've come up with I help blank go from blank to blank without blank. Another alternative to this is I help who go from problem to solution better than somebody else. That's another one you might want to try. So you could say, I help, women go from having migraine headaches to having no migraine headaches without pain relief, well, without, traditional medications. That's one version, because they probably don't want medication. Or you could say, I help women go from migraine headaches to no migraine headaches better than the doctors or better than the pharmacy company's solutions. This without pink part or the better than is just how is your book somehow different. I help corporate people in a corporate job go from stressed out, working too hard, doing stuff they don't like, feeling overwhelmed and broke, to free, prosperous, and relaxed, better than normal self-help books. So that was a little bit convoluted what I just said there, but you're trying to explain who you help, what the problem is they have, what the solution they have, and how it's different, basically. How is it different from other things around? Because if you got that down, it makes it a lot easier for someone to look at your work and say, ah, this is awesome. So let's talk about frameworks. Okay? Frameworks. Framework means what are the parts of the puzzle or the steps in the process that someone's going to go through in order for them to get a result. The easiest way to think about framework, I think, is could somebody else take what you've just done and teach it to another person? Right? Like I'm talking to you a little bit abstract, kind of going here and there, but I'm going through a framework with you, and I can give you the framework and you can go over these questions yourself. So there's a framework, there's the 5 P's of self-publishing, and we're currently on the first P, which is prepare, and we're going through a framework of getting clear, coming up with all the different bits and pieces, doing the research, doing all this stuff. This is the first part of the framework. If you studied this properly and you had the questions I have, you could go and teach this to somebody else once you know what you're doing, right? That's my intention. I don't necessarily think you should go and just immediately teach this to somebody else, but if it's a good framework, you can reteach it. So that's an easy way to think about whether or not you have a framework, is could someone take your stuff and tell it to someone else about it? A lot of these spiritual books don't have any framework at all. They're very abstract, so it means that they're kind of stuck with the person. Yeah, David Hawkins has a good framework with his map of consciousness, 0 to 1,000. Yeah, and you can see where are you on this scale and how are you going to go to the next level. So let's get clear on your framework. So first of all, look at your I help blank go from blank to blank without. So this is the essence of your book. The purpose of your book is to help these kind of people go from this problem to this solution. Yeah? Is that clear to you? Now let's do a framework. The steps that I need to cover, answer this question, the steps I need to cover in order to help them get what they want are, what steps do you need to go through with them? What steps do they need to go through in order to get their results? So just think step by step. Imagine they're on Pain Island. There they are in their pain. And they want to go across the ocean of suffering to Pleasure Island on the other side. What steps are they going to need to pass through? You know, or if you imagine there's a big rainbow bridge, what steps are they going to have to take step by step to go from one state, the pain, to the pleasure? What steps? You can jot down some ideas here. So just take a few moments to do this. You know, there's quite a lot in this these steps. So just think about it. When I often do this, I actually wander around on the beach, literally physically stepping from one thing to the next. I find that's helpful. So take a few more moments just to think about this. Step by step by step. Alright, yeah, good. So let's move on. The biggest myths holding back my audience. What are the biggest myths? What are the things that they think, like, oh yeah, but I could never... What are the things that people just think are true that are not true? Like, for example, someone has migraine headaches, they might say, oh, migraine headaches are genetic, and there's nothing I can do about it at all. Yeah, that might be a myth. Or it might be, oh, it's just allergies, oh, you know, it's the environment, or, oh, you know, I can't do anything about it, or it's too hard. Like, there's loads of myths. What a myth is something that people just assume is true without it really being true. Like, a big myth is that you can just imagine what you want and you're going to get it. So that's the law of attraction myth, is that you can just feel good and you can attract anything you like. That's actually not true. You actually have to you have to feel good and take serious, massive action in specific ways. Yeah, there are some people who feel bad and take massive action and get better results than people who are sitting around feeling good. It's often harder to feel bad and take action, but nonetheless, there are plenty of miserable people who have actually pretty incredible results. Yeah. So, myths. What myths? What are the, you know, false beliefs, in other words, that people are carrying around, holding them back, that they don't realize? What are the 10, this is another question, what are the 10 questions, what are the questions that your audience is asking? What do they want to know? When they're thinking about their life and their problem, what are they thinking, what do I need to know? What is on their mind? If they could ask... Imagine you're the biggest expert in the world in your topic, yeah? You're the world's number one expert, and they could ask you any questions. What would they ask you? just imagine there's a whole bunch of people in your, you know, they can ask you any question, they can raise their hand or they can send you emails with questions. What would they be asking you about their problem, about their life, about their issues? Because the more you know this, the obviously you can address it in your book. And these might even be questions you had about the topic before you learnt it as well. Next question. What are the things that your audience isn't asking but they need to know? What do they need to know that they haven't thought about? Because obviously if they knew everything, then they wouldn't need your help. So what do that don't they know? What are they not asking that they need to know about? On your topic. So there's things that you know that are important that they don't know are important. What are those things? Just make a list. What should they be asking you, really? This is normally what we're very good at as teachers. We know what they don't know. We know what they should be asking, but they don't know it. That's the whole point of you writing a book, really, is to clarify the things that people don't know or they're not asking the right questions, so that it's easy for them to change. All right, last thing is, what are the relevant stories? What stories can you share with them that you have experienced? Just make a quick note of your stories. You know, maybe what have you gone through that helped you learn these things? Quick note, and we've got two more questions actually. I think these are going to be really helpful. So, stories, write down your stories, or it could even be stories from other people, you know. sometimes clients that you have might have stories about something that are relevant. It doesn't even have to be your stories. It could even be research, you know, it's just that you've come across. So stories, let's just add a section on research, because you might, I mean, research is important, obviously. What other research basically backs up everything you're talking about here? Do you have any research on these topics? Because people like third-party research. Yeah? So you've got your own stories, and you've got stories from clients and friends and people and history. There's all sorts of stories that kind of talk about this issue. And then there's research. Has someone done some, you know, lengthy 200-year study or something? Has someone talked to like 5,000 people and found out something very interesting? There's lots of research available. What was the name of that thing, Ariel? Scholar.google?
You can use Google Scholar.
Google Scholar, yeah.
Google it, you'll find the address.
Yeah, Google Scholar has, you know, lots of research.
Kind of professional
academic and professional articles and things like that that are a little bit more detailed. But you can find research, there's tons of research, and you can interview people. But if you even have research or you've read about it, you can often quote studies that you've found in other books. You often come across research in other books, and you can just find out where they got their research from and re-quote it if it's relevant. You know, that's even easier way to do it when we're relevant. Next question, we're nearly done with this, but this stuff here, getting clear on this, is going to save you a lot of stress, honestly. Why is the world changing? What is different about the world now? How has the world changed? Because your book is basically coming out into a context of a changing world, and things that used to work in the past don't work anymore, yeah? So, like, for example, nowadays, the economy is in a weird position compared to what it used to be in the past, right? Also, everyone's constantly addicted to their telephones. So I was talking to Nick the other day. He was saying something to be aware of is everyone spends all their time on their phone. You know, so we've had to, for example, upgrade all of our websites so that the people can access our content easily on their phone, and it works and it looks good, because it seems that everyone spends their whole time with their phone in their hand playing around with that thing. Yeah, that's a different world. Yeah, so, and also more information, less time. That's just an example. Yeah, so how is this relevant to your context? Like, if you're doing a book on yoga, how is it that yoga is somehow maybe different, or the importance of yoga has changed now compared to the past? How is the world changing? And what are the new opportunities and benefits because of the changing world? So in other words, what we're looking at here is the world is changing. The things that used to work don't work as well as they used to. And in this new world, what are the opportunities and benefits if someone learns the things you're telling them in now? How is that somehow even more useful to them than it would be before? What you're essentially saying is that if you learn this stuff, you're going to be fine. And if you don't learn this stuff, you're kind of screwed. Because that makes it more relevant. Like, for example, the publishing world has changed. It used to be you had to send your stuff to a publisher to get out. Nowadays, self-publishing is bigger than traditional publishing. And what that means is that everyone's publishing, which means that if you don't know what you're doing and you do it badly, it's not going to work. Yeah? So the good news is if you learn this, then you can do really well. But if you don't learn this and you have the old mindset, you're going to be a total failure. Yeah, so that's why this is even more important. So what I'm sharing with you is in the context that the world has changed and you need to act differently now, and I'm telling you how to do it, you know. So you can do the same thing with your book. You tell people how the world has changed and how, if they embrace what you're sharing, their life's going to be even better. Yeah, does that make sense? Alright, so there's a lot here, you know, takes time, but, you know, hopefully by the end of this session, you're going to have clarity. Way more clarity about your book and why it's so important and why it's what it's about than before you started. So I'm just going to talk a little bit more about frameworks for a moment. People, generally speaking, can remember acronyms and words better than they can just random things. So, for example, if it's, like, for example, the 5 P's of self-publishing, which is what the framework I'm using for this, they all begin with the letter P, right? If it was just some random thing, you can't remember it. 5 P's, even better, would be like success, the success system, S, you know, U-C-C-E-S-S. But I couldn't figure out one that actually was good and made sense and was the right number. So I'm happy with the 5 P's, right? But if you want to take it a step further, you could say, for example, like, I have another series of books which I'm teaching the Freedom Method, and it's for basically corporate people. I'm co-writing it with a friend of mine, and it's the Freedom Method. And F stands for something, E-R-F-R-E-E-D-O-M. Yeah, it all stands for something. We've taken the time to break out a framework, and each book is going to be based on each different step. So just take a couple minutes now to see if you can kind of like flush out, you know, just knock out a quick framework that's with a word. Like, say, what are the say 6 steps or something that they're going to need to go through, and how can you make it into a framework? Just, you can change this later, but just knock it out for 1 or 2 minutes. So from them to go to pain to pleasure. Let's see if you can turn this into a framework. So, for example, if you wanted to do a book on energy, you might have the alive formula, A-L-I-V-E. A stands for something, L stands for another thing, I stands for, you know, A stands for activate, you know, activate something. L stands for live fully or something, whatever. I'm just making this up, yeah? So come up with your framework for your book. Remember, Stephen Covey has his 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. There's a book called Good to Great, The 5 Levels of Leadership. I've got tons of books that have different frameworks, yeah? It helps people learn better, and it's easier for you to remember as well. What's your framework? Let's take a couple minutes to just get clear on that. All right. So hopefully this is kind of getting somewhere. You can always mess around with this, you know. So for example, you know, I've created a big framework for my overall business. It's called Awakening, right? I'll just give you an idea here. Awakened, right? Because I'm all about awakening. So it's this framework of the steps people go through when they're awakening, right? So the first thing is acute pain. Yeah, people normally start with, the pain, Then they wake up and wonder. Yes, people are asleep and they're in acute pain. Then they wake up and wonder what the hell is going on here. You know, when people have this spiritual awakening, they wake up, they're kind of half asleep, wondering what's going on because their life has changed, yeah. Then they start to assess the situation. They start, when someone's woken up, right, then they start to assess. They look around and say, what is going on exactly? And they look around and they say, okay, there's all these different books and courses and all these different things. And they start to assess things. But they haven't made any change, but they're assessing. Then it's K, is kickstart. Normally people kickstart a new diet, a new life, a new program, something. They actually make something happen. Then, normally once they've kickstarted stuff, made differences, they become entrepreneurs, or enlightenedpreneurs, as I like to call them. They say, okay, I need to get out and make a difference in the world myself, yeah? That's the higher level, yeah? Then, N is about not me. Once you become an entrepreneur, then it starts to become, next step is not me. Where you're not thinking about yourself anymore. You're thinking about others, thinking about service. You're all your own needs are met. It's a much higher stage. Yeah, not many people have reached that level where it's not about them. It's about just service, and they're already okay. E is enlightened. Enlightenment is where you've gone beyond yourself to the point that you don't need anything at all. You're completely free. Yeah, that's a higher, extremely rare stage. And D is for the reaching the Dharma, the destination, the ultimate destination. So the E and the D is like very high end. So that's kind of like almost redundant for most people. But awaken, start with acute pain, asleep in acute pain, then wake up and wonder, then assess the situation, then kickstart, then become an entrepreneur, and then it's not about me. And that's awaken. And then that people are unawakened, which means unconscious. Before they even start, people are unconscious and in nonsense, obsessed with nonsense, UN, unconscious nonsense. That's what most of the world are in when they're asleep, yeah? So this is, I'm just giving you just like an idea. So what's your framework? Have you got your framework down? This is just, so you want to have, it doesn't have to necessarily be a word, but it should be the different stages someone goes through in your process, in your program, in your system. Because a book, remember, is a map that takes someone from where they are to where they want to be. And so if you have a map, then you're showing them, okay, you start here, then you go for a pizza, just a quick break, after you, then you go there, then you go here, then you go here. Yeah, you're giving them a map. You know, you can obviously take the time to do this after this session and, you know, think about this in more detail. We're just getting started. So that's all for now. Next session, we're going to talk about brainstorming an irresistible title that people like. You know, because we need to get a title based on all these things we've talked about that people are going to connect with, you know. So getting clear on this this preparation phase. Yeah, we haven't written the book yet. We're just getting clear on what it's about. Who is it for? What's the problem that you're solving? Why is it different? Why is it the best ever? What's your framework? Yeah, these are like big picture questions that make everything else easy and tilt the scales in your favor, so that this is far, far more likely to be a powerful, successful book than it would be if you'd ignored this. Next week we'll talk about titles, we'll talk about making it happen, bringing it together, making sense of it all. And so stay tuned for the next call. And what I'd like you to do is just to go over your notes, tighten them up. Anything that you haven't done, go through it again so that you're ready to take the next step. We need to be clear on this preparation, have an idea of the market, have an idea of what other books there are. If there are any other books related to what you're writing about that everyone else has read and you haven't read them, you probably want to read those books, or at least buy them and have a quick skim through, because if you end up writing a book that's basically exactly the same as someone else, it isn't really as good as if you, knowing what everyone else has already talked about, and then writing something new, different and better. You know, a lot of people, they're like, I don't want to be polluted with other people's ideas. I just want to write my own stuff from scratch without any influence from anyone else. And there's a lot of benefit in that. And I think on a higher level, there's also benefit in realizing that people have read other books, and if you can reference other things, it puts you in a higher position than if you're in your own little world, you know. So well worth getting other people's books and at least skimming them. Just, you could even just read their table of contents. What are the main things they're talking about? If you don't want to buy a book, you can just read, okay, here's their framework. Okay, cool, that's what they're talking about, that's good enough. At least you have a better idea. People like frameworks. I have a book about the artist's journey. What does it take to bring an idea into life? And using Joseph Campbell's 12 Steps of the Hero's Journey. Yeah, that's a very interesting framework, the 12 Steps of the Hero's Journey. So think about your framework, think about the research and all these different things. Get as clear as you can, and then we're going to come back and take it to the next level. Then it'll be easy after this for you to just crank out a book. Boom, bing, 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 bing. Yeah. So in these last couple hours, what you've already achieved is way more than most people ever bother to do, and it's going to make your book massively more successful than it would have happened if you hadn't done this. So enjoy, 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 and talk to you soon.